Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Global Health Limited, also known as Medanta, Q2 FY 2024 conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jainil Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to all the participants on the Global Health Limited Q2 FY 2024 earnings call hosted by JM Financial. Joining us today from the management team, we have Dr. Naresh Trehan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Sahni, Group CEO and Director, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Group CFO, Mr. Ravi Gothwal, Head Investor Relations. I will now hand over the call to Dr. Trehan for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Doctor.
Good afternoon and happy Dhanteras to all of you. From my knowledge, I've always heard Dhanteras, which comes before Diwali, as a big trading event. So I guess you guys have been busy doing all that. As far as Medanta is concerned or Global Health is concerned, this is the completion of 1 year of our having launched the IPO, and we became listed. And as we experience, there has been a very strong response from the shareholders and stakeholders, and they have become more and more integral part of this journey. The real DNA of Medanta has been that we deliver the highest end of care with the best quality and as the most affordable cost that can be made possible. So integrity and ethics is our central point, and everything revolves around these principles so that we can serve as many people who need help, who have the most complex of problems, because the real platform of Medanta is having the best of doctors in every specialty functioning on the same platform as a team. And this gives the patient, no matter how complex their problem may be, a very favorable sort of set of circumstances and attention of the best of doctors to be able to solve the most complex of problems. And as you have already may be aware of the fact that we are at a very high end. You know, we do every kind of transplant: lung, heart, kidneys, liver. So we are actually going to places where we feel that Medanta kind of quality is missing and can be accessed by the maximum number of people. Now, as you may have seen, that after building Gurugram, we have now gone to Lucknow, which has completed 4 years of operations and still growing very strongly. And Patna is completing 2 years and also ramping up very favorably. More and more patients are accessing care there as their confidence grows. So much so that we have received NABH in less than 2 years, which is not the norm for hospitals to be accredited by National Accreditation Board. So furthermore, we have launched Medanta TB Free Uttar Pradesh project in partnership with the UP government. We have already been doing it in Haryana. Now we are extending it to Bihar also. So this is our CSR and give back to society, so that TB, which is a very debilitating disease, can be detected early and treatment started early, so that we can get rid of TB from this country by 2025. So during this period, we have continued our commitment of delivering the most complex care, And our doctors offer the latest robotic treatments also. We have done over 200 robotic procedures during this quarter. Our transplant teams are offering critical care patients. Patients fly in from thousands of kilometers to get treated by us. And so it has been a good journey, and I want to thank you all for supporting us in this journey. Our patients have been very supportive and growing more and more. And now I will hand over the call to Mr. Pankaj Sahni, our Group CEO, who will walk you through the numbers and also be able to give you the growth story. So a very happy and safe Diwali to all of you. Pankaj, can I request you to take over? Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jain. Good afternoon and welcome everyone to our second quarter FY24 earnings call. We are extremely pleased to report that the company has delivered another quarter of strong financial and operational performance. This growth is driven not only by our new hospitals, but by our mature hospitals as well. Just to summarize for you a few quick points, Medanta has delivered a total consolidated income of ₹8,647 million, a strong growth of about 24.5% year-on-year, and this growth was primarily driven by higher patient volumes across all of our hospital units. EBITDA was ₹2,336 million, which is a growth of 35.7% year-on-year. EBITDA margins have also improved by 224 basis points from 24.8% in Q2 FY23 to 27% in Q2 FY24. The improvement in EBITDA margins is led by higher occupancies, which is of course benefited with a higher operating leverage. Profits after tax was ₹1,252 million, which is a growth of 46.1% year-on-year, and PAT margins have improved by 214 basis points year-on-year to 14.5%. Our overall growth is driven by higher patient footfalls. Our inpatient volumes in Q2 FY24 increased by 19.4% year-on-year to 41,506, and the outpatient volumes increased by 23.2% year-on-year to 7,27,728. Volume growth was driven by the impact of new clinical talent additions, bed additions, some of which were done towards the end of the last financial year, and some portion of seasonal disease impact as well for this quarter. Average occupied bed days for the quarter have increased by 17.8% year-on-year, representing an occupancy of approximately 65% in Q2 FY24. It's important to note that our census bed capacity has also increased by about 7% on a year-on-year basis, and therefore our occupancy on an increased bed capacity has been able to deliver around 65%. ARPOB grew by about 5% year-on-year to 61,003 rupees in Q2 FY24, led by an increase in tariffs at our Gurgaon facility as well as the ramping up of our Patna facility. Developing hospitals, which comprise Lucknow and Patna, their revenue share has increased from 27% in Q2 FY23 to 31% in Q2 FY24, amounting to ₹2,643 million. And developing hospital EBITDA share has increased from 33% in Q2 FY23 to 38% in Q2 FY24, amounting to ₹897 million. This is along the lines we had articulated earlier around the further geographic diversification of the group. Occupied bed days at developing units has increased by 38.7% year-on-year with largely consistent ARPOB, reflecting that this growth has been led largely by volume increases. Mature hospitals have also registered strong revenue growth of 19.5% year-on-year and an EBITDA growth of 32.8% year-on-year, amounting to ₹6,064 and ₹1,545 million respectively. During the quarter, international patients' revenue has increased by 20% year-on-year to ₹507 million, driven by increased volumes and realizations. Our outpatient pharmacy business continues to register strong growth. Revenue increased by 39% year-on-year to ₹298 million in Q2 of FY24. In addition to the financial numbers I just articulated, I would like to share some major developments during the quarter. During the quarter, we have added additional operating theaters in our Patna facility, taking our total operating room headcount from 4 to 8. and this has allowed us to add in the ability to perform more and more complex surgeries. We continue our expansions in Patna as we speak. We've added 40 doctors in this quarter across all our facilities and have also strengthened our research capabilities with the appointment of Dr. Shoigal Mukherjee as our Director of Medical Research. As far as our updates on our bed expansion and capacity expansion, our expansion at Lucknow and Patna is in progress and progressing well. We are planning to add another 125 to 150 beds at Lucknow and approximately 50 beds at Patna by the end of the current fiscal year. Construction in both these facilities is currently underway. Our Noida hospital project is on track and is expected to commence operations by FY25 end, as we had mentioned earlier. I'm also pleased to report that our project has received pre-certification of the Green Building Certification under the IGBC Green Healthcare Facilities Rating System. Finally, our recently announced Medanta Delhi Hospital in partnership with DLF is on track. The definitive agreement between the two parties has now been executed. With this, I would like to wish you all a happy Diwali and hand over to our Group CFO, Sanjeev, to discuss the half-year FY24 performance. Sanjeev.
Thank you, Pankaj. Now I would like to share consolidated financial performance of our first half, that is H1 FY24. Medanta has delivered consolidated total income of ₹16,592 million in H1 FY24, registering a strong growth of 25.6%. This strong growth is in revenue is led in both matured and developing hospitals. EBITDA for the H1 FY24 is at ₹4,329 million, registering a growth of 38% with EBITDA margins improving from 23.7% in H1 FY23 to 26.1% in H1 FY24. Our profit after tax was at ₹22,172 million, that is reflecting a growth of 57.3%. This strong performance is driven by higher patient footfalls. Our inpatient volumes in H1 FY24 increased by 19.4% Y-on-Y to 78,934, and the outpatient volumes increased by 20.5% Y-on-Y to 13,84,907. Addition of critical clinical talent and increase in bed capacity also contributed to these higher volumes. Average occupied bed days for the quarter increased by 17.1% Y-on-Y, representing an occupancy of 61.5% in H1 FY24. Would also like to inform you that our census bed capacity has increased by 12.7% on Y-on-Y basis, and therefore on increased bed capacity we have been able to deliver 61.5% occupancy. Our ARPOB grew by 5.9% Y-on-Y to 62,011 in H1 FY24, led by increase in tariff at Gurgaon facility as well as ramping up of Lucknow and Patna facilities. We have increased our capacity beds from 2,569 in H1 FY23 to 2,725 in H1 FY24. It is important to note that during this period, number of ICU beds has increased from 563 to 664 in H1 FY24. So, out of 156 bed additions, 101 is in ICU beds, which shows Medanta focus on expanding its critical care infrastructure. During this period, we have also added 5 new operating theatres, out of which 4 were added at Medanta Patna, and while 1 operating theater was added at Medanta Lucknow. This will allow us to perform complex surgeries and further enhance our critical care network, critical care work capabilities. We have also added 250 plus doctors across our facilities over H1 FY23 during the period. From a balance sheet perspective, we have incurred a capex of ₹1,276 million during H1 FY24, out of which ₹308 million was incurred towards Noida Hospital. We have a strong and net cash position, positive balance sheet, and are very well positioned to fund our future expansion plans and growth. Now we are happy to take questions from the participants.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on good set of numbers and happy Diwali to the entire team. So my question refers to more on the Patna. If you could share some ballpark, you know, profitability for Patna Hospital now.
Sorry, could you just repeat that question, Tushar? If you could share what about Patna?
The profitability or the margins at Patna for first half FY24 or 2Q FY24?
Okay. So, you know, Tushar, as you're aware, we reported the numbers on the quarterly basis for the mature and developing hospitals separately. You will, of course, get a chance to see the GHPPL, which is our Patna facility, full year accounts at the end of the year. What I can, however, share with you is that overall, we've seen very strong and robust growth in Patna. If you recall, our financial year FY23, we had ended with approximately 10% EBITDA margin, and that has grown significantly during this quarter, you know, getting to a very healthy profitability margin in almost doubling the kind of profitability that we've seen. If you look at our growth across Patna, it has come in from good amount of addition of clinical talent, ability of the teams that were already existing to expand their scope of services because of the additional operating rooms that we've been able to provide to them, as well as we see, of course, a normal growth happening because of the increased awareness of our facilities, and we see now patients coming in from various parts of the region as well. So, to give you an overall sense, I think the Patna growth story continues very strongly. We believe that just in the second year to deliver these kind of EBITDA and profitability metrics is not a small feat. However, I would like to add that we have still quite a long way to go in Patna. We've got a lot of growth still to come. We've got clinical talent still being admitted. I think, point which may be important to note with respect to Patna, as you may be aware, it is a public-private partnership with the government of Bihar. And this quarter, we have seen the government patients start to now flow in. While this activity has taken some amount of time to get started because of various logistical challenges, I am pleased to report that we are now able to service the patient community which is being referred to us through this partnership with the government of Bihar. So on an overall basis, I think strong performance in Patna, and we're very happy with the way that is growing up.
Understood. So that's helpful. Sir, at the same time, but ARPOB for developing hospital is pretty stable now for almost, you know, 4 quarters, while we have been, you know, adding clinical talent. So any thoughts over there?
So when you look at the ARPOB across the developing hospitals, one, of course, you know, we don't really look at this on a quarter-to-quarter basis, since there is some amount of fluctuation and seasonality depending on what is the disease profile. But if you look at this across the year, what you will find is that Lucknow Hospital, which has been now in operations for just about 4 years, we haven't really taken any tariff increases in that at all. So a lot of the growth that you see coming in, not only in terms of ARPOB, but also in terms of the average revenue per patient, is largely driven by, you know, the volume growths and as that expands. Some amount of this is a little bit dilutive in this quarter because the patients who come in for dengue and some of the other medical management patients typically have a little bit of a lower realization but more than a lower realization, you will notice that the average length of stay also has increased a little bit. So of course, that has a dilutive effect on ARPOB. Patna, of course, as well, is a newer facility, so of course, there we haven't taken any tariff increases as well. So I think that as we look at the years coming forward or the months coming forward, we will evaluate what is the right time to look at tariff increases in both these facilities. But we do also expect that as the sales mix stabilizes beyond the seasonal fluctuations, you will see a better picture of how this ARPOB moves on an annualized basis.
Okay. And sir, just lastly, for this 100 beds addition at Gurgaon, so how much is the approximate investment, and when would they be operational?
Sorry, for Gurgaon, how much is the what, sorry?
100 beds, the presentation indicates 100 beds will be added at Gurgaon. So just would like to understand how much is the investment, and when will that be operational?
Okay. So, as we have mentioned before, the bed additions in Gurgaon are largely linked to some amount of interior work which is happening. So the CapEx on that is fairly limited. We'll be adding one complete floor of our mother and child services. We added in this clinical team towards the end of last financial year. And their, I guess, their working space or their area is being outfitted. We expect this to be on board by the start of the next calendar year. So that work is underway. As far as the CapEx goes, since it is really just an interior fit-out, it is almost negligible amount of CapEx that is involved because there's no incremental build which is happening in terms of civil infrastructure in Gurgaon. The second area is our medical oncology floor, which we are renovating, as we may have mentioned as well earlier, converting additional chemotherapy beds, scaling that up. And that also is more of a renovation and an increase in capacity in our existing infrastructure. So also fairly negligible CapEx. So as far as the CapEx goes for Gurgaon bed additions, I would say it would be negligible. However, as we look forward, we do anticipate some amount of CapEx, maybe somewhere in the range of maybe 70 to 100 crores over the course of the next year plus, which would be largely medical equipment refresh and upgradation of technology in our Gurgaon facility. So I think to answer your question, the bulk of the CapEx which we anticipate coming in Gurgaon will be more around technology than around infrastructure.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the elaborate answer and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jainil Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the CapEx. So like, which other regions are we targeting now? We have announced Indore, we've announced DLF JV. So, which other regions are we planning to expand?
So I think with respect to CapEx, as I said, I'll let Sanjeev handle that, but that's a little bit respect to what the CapEx that we have already visible. I think really your question is not just CapEx, but around, where do we see additional facilities coming up. So look, when we look at Medanta's approach to care, we have always maintained that our approach is to make sure that we are able to deliver a very high standard of care at the right complexity and care level. So we are more in the business of bigger definitive steps, high-end, high-complexity kind of institutions. We've also articulated that we believe, at least in the immediate future, that our strategy will remain focused around Central India and North as a region. We are currently evaluating opportunities in several cities in these regions, both in territories where we already have existing hospitals as well as in newer cities. A lot of our thought process around this is to make sure that we are able to get the right asset or the right location at the right scale. And so therefore, as we think about this growth, which you will of course come to hear about as and when we conclude on that, it has to be the growth which links up to our strategic footprint. Last quarter, we articulated that the strategy around our facility in Delhi was not only to look at Delhi as a standalone facility, but actually to look at the entire NCR region, now linking up to start with our Gurgaon facility, our Noida facility, and then our Delhi facility, which very nicely links up along a major arterial road connecting these three facilities. We do have thoughts on how we can serve the people of the NCR region, but also other areas in Uttar Pradesh. We already have a big facility doing very well in Lucknow, and obviously with the success of that, there is a demand from the communities to see if we can provide additional services there. Also, as I mentioned, other cities beyond our existing regions continue to be in focus. As and when these become slightly more definitive, we will definitely share them with you and the larger community.
Sir, can you specifically call out which cities are these and what would be the asset size that we would be looking at, and what kind of business model, or rather, how would we be financing it? Will it be a pure greenfield? Will it be in a partnership? What is our thought process there?
Jenny, you'll obviously appreciate that there is only so much that we can call out, both with respect to where we are on what is definitive, as well as in context of too much crystal ball gazing into the future, which may or may not be allowed. I'm not at this point in a position to give you specifics on which city we'll be looking at beyond what I've said. As far as the partnership model, you're aware we just signed the deal with DLF. Obviously that is a partnership that we feel is a very strong and well-respected partner. You're also aware that the O&M model, where a partner would build out the warm shell and hand over to us, is something that we already are looking at doing. When you look at our balance sheet, I think Sanjiv mentioned we are already sitting on approximately 600 crores of cash. We do have a fairly healthy balance sheet to be able to look at opportunities directly, both in terms of greenfield or brownfield or acquisitions as they come up. I think we are not constrained on any one particular model. However, the model has to make sense for that location and has to, of course, make both sense from a quality and our brand point of view, as well as from a financial point of view. The one thing that I can say to you is that we will unlikely make very small bets. You are unlikely to see 70-100-bed big footprint facilities from Medanta, especially if they're in the greenfield arena. They will typically be larger in size. Now, again, a city like Lucknow, 1,000 beds may also be too small. But we believe that certain other cities, like, for example, Indore, 300, 400 beds is an optimal size. So the size of the facility will be linked to the territory, but it will be a substantial facility for the most part. So I think the sweet spot we typically believe is 300 beds and upwards is a good size for the kind of care that we deliver.
Sure, that's helpful. I have two questions, but I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bansi Desai from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on good set of numbers. My question is on occupancy. So we've seen very strong outcomes in this particular quarter, both in mature and in developing cluster. For mature specifically, the increase is not just quarterly, but even on a year-over-year basis, we are seeing a 500 basis points of expansion. So I understand international patients, has grown significantly for us, but should we consider this as a new base, and barring quarterly fluctuations, can we expect your overall mature cluster to trend at 65% and then, above?
So, Bansi, let me answer that on two, three dimensions. First of all, as far as the mature hospitals goes, we have seen strong growth coming in from all specialties, not just the specialties which are a little bit more seasonal in nature for this particular quarter. And as you very rightly pointed out, this growth is not just a quarterly growth. This is actually growth which we are seeing on an annualized basis. I would also like to just, refer you back to the strategy that we had articulated several quarters ago, where we really talked about investing in on, refocusing or focusing on our core capabilities. So if you recall, I think it was in our last quarterly presentation or maybe even both the last earnings calls, we have mentioned that we have made very significant clinical additions in our mature facilities. I think almost 80 doctors added in during the course of, 12 months in our mature facilities, which is, for the most part, in case of Gurgaon, over 10-year-old facility. So what we're really doing is delivering and executing well on what we had said. And some of that is now playing out over the months which you're seeing. So what you're actually seeing is the playing out of the new talent coming in, the new equipment getting utilized, and all of the strategies around hardcore execution and focus on our operations and our quality. And that gets reflected, whether it comes in this quarter or the previous quarter. Yes, there is some amount of seasonality with respect to internal medicine, dengue, etc. But frankly speaking, we've seen a little bit more of that in our Lucknow facility than our Gurgaon facility. So I think this is how we see ourselves playing out. Like I said earlier, we don't necessarily just look at this on a quarterly basis. We are committed to putting in place all the tools that allow us to grow consistently and stable in a stable manner over the period. And by the way, we are still adding in clinical talent into our mature facilities and, of course, also into our developing facilities. So from our point of view, the growth in clinical talent, technology, and patient servicing in terms of volumes continues. And we do hope that that will play out as the quarters go forward. Of course, there will be some seasonality that changes based on festivals like, obviously, typically the Diwali time is a little bit more conservative people are in terms of elective procedures. But these things, even out over the course of the year, which is really how we look at it. So that's our approach. Just to touch on quickly on the developing facilities, Lucknow, pretty big now in terms of 600 beds, but like I said, adding in about 100-150 beds there. So we do anticipate growth coming in Lucknow in terms of bed addition as well. We are also hiring in clinical talent into Lucknow. In fact, both going deeper in the existing specialties as well as filling out other specialties that may not be as mature as some of the others. So Lucknow growth will continue both on beds as well as in talent. And then finally, Patna. Patna is, as you're aware, a little bit further behind. So that talent will continue its addition and that bed growth will continue. And frankly, in Patna, we've already seen very high demand, especially for services like critical care, emergency care, etc. So we are trying to ramp that up as fast as possible. And our immediate focus actually in Patna is to add in approximately 40-50 ICU beds because there's a big demand for that. And then lastly, as we move, again, it's not a quarterly play, but as you think about, the next 12 to 18 months, we do already have our sights set on the talent that will be required to get Noida off the ground. And I think I may have mentioned earlier as well that we have already started to look at some of this talent coming in advance so that we can get everybody geared up to the Medanta way of functioning and also get as advance a team as possible ready so that we can hit the ground running in Noida. So that's how we look at it across all the three pools of developed assets, mature assets, developing assets, and then the upcoming Noida facility.
Understood. Thanks for that. And therefore, just thinking, from a profitability standpoint, if we continue to see, improvement in our occupancies, at both these clusters, and given the bed addition, barring Noida is not going to be significant at Lucknow, and probably it's also measured in case of Patna as well, we can continue to see improvement over the current levels as well, right? Because the drag from the newer units are not going to be as much. Is that correct understanding?
So just to clarify, we do have, on a base of 600 beds in Lucknow, we will be adding approximately 130 to 150 beds. So from a percentage capacity increase, that is not a trivial amount. So there will be some addition. However, as you rightly pointed out, a lot of that addition is going to be because of the way in which we build out within the existing structure. As far as the profitability and the drag goes, look, I mean, you all are better experts to kind of project some of these things out. The way I think about it is that when you look at the company as a whole and you look at the portfolio of assets that we have, we feel fairly confident about how well balanced they are. So you've got a strong and so to speak, well-sweated asset in terms of our mature facilities, of course, led by Gurgaon and very big in scale. That's delivering well, and as that volume scales up, obviously you get the benefits of profitability coming in there. Lucknow is now hitting a little bit of a more mature state, even though we're still growing there. And there we see, as we add in volumes, as we add in capability there, you will obviously see some amount of operating leverage benefit. And we still don't have any subsidized patients as such in Lucknow. So that's all at a fairly healthy realization. And then, of course, Patna. You know, Patna, as it scales up, you will see the EBITDA profile increase there as well. So the drag that, you know, may come in maybe next 12, 18 months as we start to put some expenses into the pre-operationalization of Noida kind of gets well balanced out as the operating leverage kicks in some of the developing hospitals and as we continue to grow in our Gurgaon facility. So I think overall we're not very concerned about, you know, how this moves. But like I said, we don't view this on a quarterly basis, but a little bit more longer term. But I think if you look at this across the year, we feel fairly good that we've got this portfolio well balanced to be able to manage both the profitability ups and downs as well as the investment that will be required to build out into the future.
Got it. This is very helpful. Thank you, and I wish you a happy Diwali.
Thank you, and to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Tiwari from Allegro Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the amazing set of numbers. Just wanted to understand the CAPEX cycle regarding the 100 crore mentioned for the medical equipments and technology upgradation of Gurugram facility. So how, what is the CAPEX cycle of such kind of cost increase that we incur, say 4 years or 5 years? Because it was also mentioned that Lucknow facility is around 4 years old now. So maybe in a year or two, when would we be incurring such kind of expenses at other facilities?
So maybe let me hand over to Sanjeev to give you a slightly more holistic perspective on CAPEX beyond just the, you know, medical equipment, but looking at how we're thinking about this over the next a couple of years. So Sanjeev, you want to give a quick overview on the CAPEX?
Yes, sure. So if we actually look at the CAPEX, we need to incur CAPEX on three things. One is the increase in actually capacity in case of Lucknow, which has to go up from 601 beds to 950 beds. Fine, so I think that's one area of actually CAPEX that we really need to incur. The second area of CAPEX is that when we actually have to increase the capacity in case of Patna, which also has to go up to almost 650 beds. The third place where we will be increasing CAPEX would be in Noida, and in case of Noida, this is going to be a 550 bedded facility, which we have already said that probably we will have a 300 beds, you know, in the initial phase. So these are three places as far as the CAPEX is to be incurred in terms of the existing projects. And apart from that, there would be a maintenance CAPEX, so as to say, for the purpose of technology upgradation or, you know, maybe some of the assets which are getting warm out and all those stuff. So probably when we actually look at these four segments, we actually find that we are likely to spend almost in the region of 1,000 crores to actually 1,100 crores over the next 3 years or so. Out of which the maintenance capex, when we actually look at in case of Gurgaon, you know, we have been seeing that it would be somewhere in the region of, you know, almost 60 to 75 crores on an average. In some years it could be lower, and in actually some years could be higher.
Also, just to clarify on the question around the Lucknow 4 years, you know, much of the medical equipment is in the nature of bigger assets, CT, MRI, cath labs, etc. And their life cycle is not 4 years, it's actually closer to 10 years. So, you know, some of our assets in Gurgaon are now running for 13 years and running very well. So, just to give a clarity that the medical equipment, especially the bigger, more expensive medical equipment, does have a longer life than the 4 years you articulated. It's probably closer to, you know, 8 to 10, and in some cases maybe even longer.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. And what would be the maintenance capex at a console level?
Sorry, what is the
at a console level, maintenance capex at a console level?
So I think, you know, at a console level, as I explained, that probably in case of Gurgaon, it would be a capex. But in case of MHPL, which is Lucknow and at Patna facility, in the, at present, there may not be major maintenance capex. So it would be largely only in case of their mature units, which could be in the region of, as I said, that, you know, on an average of approximately 60 to 75 crore per annum. And certainly in a particular, it may be lower or higher, but it would be within the within this range.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Kapadia from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first question on the how we should look at the ramp up of the new beds, both at Patna and Lucknow, and will that change the payer mix in our overall company?
Okay, so let me go asset by asset since you asked about Patna and Lucknow. First, Patna, we are currently at about 358 beds in Patna, and as I mentioned, we are building out about 50 beds more. Those 50 beds actually, for the most part, are ICU beds, although we are also adding chemotherapy, dialysis, etc. Beds in those facilities. So some of the demand for the beds in Patna are actually linked to, you know, potentially higher realization patients because of the fact that it may be critical care. We are already operating with about 84 ICU beds in Patna, but we will be building out. So that asset will go from somewhere around 350 beds today to maybe, you know, a little bit over 400 beds, maybe 410, 420 beds by this end of this financial year. As I mentioned already, that is part of the existing build-out. So the bulk of that capex is pertaining to interior fit-outs, etc. Largely, again, for the ICUs that we're building. One important point also is that our radiation oncology services in Patna, as we speak, not in quarter two, but post end September, have actually begun. We've started our radiation oncology services in Patna as well, and in the coming weeks, we hope to have an inauguration there of that facility, and so that should help ramp up our cancer services in Patna as well. So that's how we see the bed build-out happening in Patna. As far as the supporting clinical teams, etc., they're, I would say, for the most part in place. We would have some additional doctors being hired in to manage our ICUs, etc., and of course the supporting staff for that as well. When it comes to Lucknow, we have already got 600 beds operational in Lucknow, and out of those 600 beds, about 200 beds are ICU beds. So there is a strong demand for adding in some of the ward beds in Patna. So not only will we be adding ward beds across specialties, but there's also some talk about increasing our mother and child capacity there, because we've seen a very, very strong response of our mother and child services in Lucknow. So as I mentioned, somewhere around 100, 150 beds getting added into Lucknow, mostly ward beds, and that will scale out. Now, in Patna, to answer your question on payer mix, Patna may see some slight shift in payer mix because of the fact that the PPP work has really only started towards the latter part of the second quarter of this year. So as that scales up, you will see that not only the regular cash and insurance business, but you may see some of the PPP mix come in as well. As far as Lucknow goes, currently no real change or no real as such plans on any changes in the payer mix, and we do believe that that should be able to sustain us towards the end of this financial year as well. So no changes in Lucknow payer mix anticipated.
Okay, and so my second question on the, you know, long term you know, margins for these developing hospitals. Right now it's now much higher than the mature hospital, but if you look at, you know, 2-3 years time down the line, how we should look at the margin profile for these developing hospitals?
Yeah. So again, you know, you're asking for a little crystal ball raising. I would definitely say that the margin profile on the developing hospitals has been very strong. Obviously, a lot of that is currently our Lucknow facility, which, as I mentioned just earlier, is currently 100% cash and PPA business. So, you know, as Patna becomes a little bit more part of this, you will see Patna contributing a certain percentage to that profitability, or a greater percentage to that profitability. And so Patna does have a slightly lower margin profile than Lucknow. As well as when you look at this out several years, by the end of this year, we will probably be somewhere around 700-750 beds in Lucknow, around 400 beds in Patna. And we don't see very significant shifts that will happen there. But as you move forward, there is possibilities that you may have different payer mixes kicking in. But then also, as I mentioned earlier, we have not taken tariff increases in these two facilities. So you will have the positive impacts of tariff coming in. So I think the way to think about the margin profile is on levers, right? So there are some levers which may be slightly dilutive, lower tariff patients in terms of PPP, lower pricing maybe as compared to both the developing hospitals, which is Patna versus Lucknow. Patna tariffs are slightly lower. But then there are positive levers as well. One of those positive levers on the margin profile is, of course, tariff increases that may get taken. And then very importantly, you have operating leverage. So just don't forget that we have a fairly robust teams in place in both the institutions, and many of those teams are in place to cater to the full facility, not just the 600 or the 300 beds that are there right now. So as the facility scales, the costs should not scale linearly, and therefore you should get the benefits of operating leverage kicking in as we move out on this. So I think overall we feel fairly confident about the margin profile in the developing units, but you know there will be some up downs as we move along the quarters over the next few years.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alankar Garude from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is more of a continuation of the previous discussion. If you look at our margin profile between mature and developing, there is a big difference, as you said, almost 10 percentage points. Without giving any numbers, is it possible to broadly rank all the five facilities in the order of their profitability?
Let me just, you know, kind of first say, Alankar, that, you know, today, when you look at our Gurgaon facility, all the so-called corporate overhead costs are fully accounted for in our GHL, which is our mature facility. So logically, if we were to look at a costing or a profitability by assets, it would make sense for some of that cost to be apportioned across all of the units, you know, on some basis, maybe revenue or whatever. So you will definitely see some dilution of the EBITDA profile in the developing hospitals and some increase in the mature hospitals to the extent that that margin profile gets spread out across. I think it's no secret, even if you look at the full year financial results, which, you know, declare out the three entities which we have, which is MHPL, GHPPL and GHL, that currently on a percentage basis, the Lucknow facility has got the highest margin profile. And then, you know, I would say that the Gurgaon facility would be, next in line. And of course, Patna, it's a little bit unfair, frankly, to compare financial year 23 margin profile or even now, because it's still, very new compared to the other two. It's a question of about a year and a half of full operations in Patna versus about 4 years in Lucknow and maybe, about 10, 12 years in Gurgaon. So I would say that, since you asked for a ranking, that's how I would rank it. But I don't think that it is necessarily a fair ranking, because in some ways, they're all running in slightly different races or at slightly different periods of time. And that, as I said, from a portfolio level is actually quite beneficial.
Fair enough, Pankaj. That's helpful. The second question is, if you look at, Patna and compare it to Lucknow, if I exclude the difference, which will potentially come up in the future because of the PPV partnership, is there any other fundamental reason which can lead to our margins in Patna being different than Lucknow?
No, absolutely. I think we should be very clear. The market in Patna is not at a tariff level or a patient realization level as high as Lucknow. There is definitely a gap of around 10 to 15% from a realization point of view between Lucknow and Patna, or UP and Bihar, you may say. So there is absolutely a difference in that vis-a-vis the two units, not just linked to PPP or payer profile. The second thing is that, because of the historical nature of the clinical talent in Lucknow, and because, frankly speaking, of the exceptionally fast ramp-up that we saw when Lucknow opened. You may recall Lucknow opened right around COVID time, and while everybody else was struggling, Lucknow just took off like a rocket. So, we did get a very, very fast ramp-up and therefore a fast recovery of, costs, which is, frankly speaking, not, although we have been able to break even in almost all our facilities within one operating year, but still Lucknow had an exceptionally fast ramp-up, even better than what, we had anticipated. So I don't think that payer mix is the only reason. I do think that Lucknow benefited from that fast ramp-up. Patna is moving along very well, but, a little bit more slow and steady, and maybe, everybody has got a little bit spoiled with the speed with which Lucknow achieved whatever it achieved. But I think if you compare Patna on an overall basis at the size it is, I think, and you compare that across, industry, I think also doing exceptionally well in terms of how it ramps up. But I do believe that the EBITDA profile between these two facilities will be slightly different in the long run as well, just because of the nature of the market and the peer ability in these markets.
Sure, that's helpful. And one final question. How has been the offtake of this PPP partnership over the past few months? Broadly in terms of patients, how many patients are being admitted on a daily basis? Are there more efforts by the government to kind of spread awareness about this partnership? Any color on this?
Sure. So I'll just give you the quick, context. You may be aware that there had been some logistical challenges with respect to how we can actually operationalize this partnership in terms of things like building out the website and how the various government authorities can send in and refer the patients to our facility in Patna. That, for the most part, has been fixed. The websites are up. Access has been given to all the government medical colleges and other appropriate officers by the government authorities, and they have been very, very supportive in this. I must say that across the board, the partnership is fairly strong. The support from the government authorities has been very, very good, and we have also been helping them to build out this. So we have right now a majority of the patient population still coming in from the Patna area. And we are actively working on our side, as well as the government is working to actually spread this information to all the districts where the patients can be referred from. So today you see, I would say, almost 80-90% of the patient population still coming in from Patna as far as PPP is concerned. And we do believe that in the coming months that will spread out to all the government medical institutions around all the districts of Bihar, and we will see patient flows coming in from those regions as well.
Sorry, broadly out of the 25%, what would be the occupancy right now? Negligible?
So we don't, it's right now negligible if you look at the Q2 numbers, because, you know, this really started in maybe, you know, last couple of weeks of September. So as far as the occupancy percentages come in, that it's almost negligible. And we haven't really captured exactly the occupancy for PPP versus cash separately. As we scale that up and as we see this volumes grow, we'll assess whether, you know, that's something that we can capture and report out.
I think just to add to that, Alanka, I think the good piece which has happened is that the process has started. You know, all the processes like for the purpose of your escrow mechanism, etc., that is now set up. And, you know, so we received the actually payment of the very first set of, you know, such PPP patients. So I think those methods, those systems have been now established. And then probably, you know, in the subsequent quarters, we will see much better inflows on account of PPP.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and wish all of you a very happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you as well.
Thank you, and to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of Dr. Trehan, our entire clinical leadership, as well as our entire management team, I would like to thank you all for participating. Just to close by saying that, you know, over the course of the last couple of interactions we've had with you, we have remained committed to executing on the strategies we've talked out. We believe that focusing on the right quality, the right ethics and value system is the right way forward. We hope that that is translating into the appropriate results as well. And we do intend to continue this focus on quality, values, and a slightly longer-term approach towards how we move forward. With that, I would like to take the opportunity to wish all of you a very happy Diwali. Very happy and healthy Diwali, and thank you all for joining this call.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.